Hey, all you zombie fans, welcome back to another great episode of The Survivalist. My name is Matt Jarbo, here today with Tony from Portland. Tony, how are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself today, Matt?
Doing well. Thank you for being on the show. Now, you were just telling me you are a published zombie author.
That is correct. My first novel, Kings of the Dead, is published by Permuted Press. It's been out there for a little over a year with them. Before that, it was out for a year as a self-published book. Got enough attention that Permuta came to me and said, hey, we'd like to offer you a publishing contract. So I said, of course. And, I've also done some self-publishing work myself. After that, I've got another book out there called Avery Nolan, Private Dick of the Dead. It's an homage to the pulp fiction, hard-boiled detective stories of the 50s and 60s.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have links for those in the show notes so you guys listening at home can check it out. I recommend it, especially the Private Dick of the Dead. I like that because I love those kind of stories, especially from the 1950s. Well, we'll get right into it here. So, Tony, I'm going to ask you the question.
Okay.
How would you survive a zombie outbreak?
For me, I've obviously I put a little bit of thought into the zombie survival and apocalypse. I live here in Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Oregon is not the same that it used to be 20 years ago. 20 years ago, you'd drive around town and there'd be trucks every place with a shotgun or hunting rifle in the back window or fishing rods and things along those lines. Now all you find is BMWs and Audis and Mercedes and yuppies and their, lattes and everything like that.
Last time I was in Portland, there was a lot of Priuses everywhere. I'm pretty sure they're still there.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere, pretty much in everybody's way, but they're still here, so the chances of surviving a zombie apocalypse here in Portland have reduced, in my opinion, over recent years. So I've had to step up my game in order to make sure that even if nobody else is going to make it, I'm going to have a pretty good shot at it. I'm not such a zombie fan that I am, just absolutely, oh yeah, zombies are coming. It's going to happen. No, what's probably going to happen is we're going to have some social unrest. Things are going to, the proverbial crap's going to hit the fan and,
sure.
we're going to have some problems. But I have stocked up on food and water and firearms and ammunition and all that sort of stuff. Just in case that stuff does happen. It just so happens that my favorite genre, revolves around much of that and getting prepared. So for my wife and I, it comes down to we wouldn't even have to crack our front door for the first 6 months of a zombie outbreak. We've got more than enough food and water in the house to last us for 6 months. I've got more than enough ammunition for each of our firearms to last us for several months of the entire zombie population of Portland coming and knocking on our door.
Sure.
You've got to do what you got to do, At the same time, I am prepared for, if something does happen, and we have a natural disaster or, zombies do knock down my door. I'm going to be able to hit the road and take off either on foot or, wheeled.
You were just telling me prior to the show that you're more on the west side by Beaverton. So I'm assuming you're over on Sunset Highway, right? You're right by there.
Yep. I'm looking at traffic going by on Sunset Highway right now. Yeah,
and so, I don't envy that traffic. I've been in that before. It's definitely crazy.
I hate that traffic with a passion.
So, well, let's just say, okay, because given that, for those of you out there who don't know, that freeway runs into Portland, but it also goes all the way down the 90 miles to the coast.
Correct.
So you're able to get there that way, but, you would probably end up heading down that way towards the coast, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the first things that I've ever thought about because, to turn around and go to the east, you're headed right down into the center of downtown Portland. As anybody that knows anything about zombies knows, you stay the hell out of the big cities. So that's
exactly
the last direction I'm going to head. It would definitely be a westbound, trip, heading for the coast. The whole idea of having the water at your back is a good idea. There's lots of places over there that you can go to. There's a very large National Guard training center on the coast of Oregon. That I guarantee, unless it's already been emptied out, by the time I'd be getting there, I wouldn't have a whole lot of competition for unloading some of the stuff they've probably got on hand,
Well, yeah, if you have enough supplies to last you for, 6 months, you probably wouldn't need to worry about it unless you had to bug out quick due to something else happening.
Exactly.
But I guess I'm curious, for me, since I know the area, would you pop down into Tillamook, you know, maybe have like a nice afternoon at the Cheese Factory before heading off to, or would you head up north? I think it's Seaside, right? Is it pop right into Seaside at the split?
Yeah, Seaside is directly west from us, you know, at the coast. So I'd probably head that direction and move my way up north towards Astoria. You know, it's kind of funny because a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about here is very similar to, you know, the things that I wrote in my first book. You know, sometimes you just have to put into writing what your plan is.
Sure.
I'm wound up going into a book, you know. So, yeah, I would definitely head towards the coast, you know, head north. We've got a lot of Coast Guard up in that area, so you would have, you know, supplies from that you'd be able to get your hands on. Plus, on the Oregon coast, the northwest corner, there's a lot more hunters and fishermen and things along those lines. So you're going to have more ability, in my opinion, to survive and forage for food than you would be if you stayed here in the city. You know,
no, that's very true. Plus, I mean, if all things considered, if you had to get out, there's still that 2 mile bridge that crosses over from Astoria into Washington.
Exactly.
So that's kind of like, I mean, it could be a dangerous trap depending on if there's cars there. But,
right,
you know, it might be a way to get out if necessary. Plus, I mean, at least the Columbia feeds out right there. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of, like, fish and stuff. And you know, the Oregon coast is a great way to survive, too. They have so much, you know, crab and fish and everything else out there. Well, let's say if you had to, like, I don't know. I like to throw out random questions in these things. So, you know, we've gotten you away from the city, but obviously you're prepared enough to survive away from the city, but what if you had no other option but to go into Portland? How would you handle that scenario? Like, I mean, there was something you had to get there. It's you know, something maybe at Pioneer Square, you know.
Wow. Yeah. That's a rough one because I really wouldn't want to go. You know, it would have to be a situation on that one where I would plan on going on foot. You know, because you know, people they can't even drive here in Portland when it's just a little bit of a rainstorm, let alone zombies. You know, so I'm not gonna chance anything on the roads. You know, I know a lot of the back roads into town, so I'd probably do something like that. I'd probably try to stay far, far away from Highway 26, 217, I-5. You know, all the main, you know, arteries here in the area,
yeah.
And go in, you know, on the back roads. And find my way into there if I absolutely had to go in there.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I've been a concealed handgun license holder since 1993, and one of the things that I've, you know, really focused my training and education on is avoidance. You know, if you can keep yourself out of an area that's going to potentially be a problem, stay the heck away. You know, so if I can help it, I'm not going to go downtown. But if I absolutely have to, there's more than enough back roads to get you down there. That might be a little bit clearer than a highway would. You know, because you and I both know that a highway is going to become you're not going to be able to travel on it. You know, at least at any speed. Yeah. You know, I am working on getting myself just a nice off-road motorcycle, nothing big, nothing fancy, just an off-road motorcycle that way I can, you know, have something that could, you know, go on to, you know, the highway that's jam-packed with cars and be able to at least maneuver around a little bit. But, you know, at the same time, I'm 42 years old. I still got two legs at work. I can get around town. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess my, you know, what I just had this thought for some reason, because given where you're at and everything, if you had to get into Portland, wouldn't a good way be going up through, like, by the zoo and the rose, like, the Rose Garden up there, and then cutting across actually into Portland? Because I know you can cut through that whole area.
Yeah, you can do that. You know, another way is to take the it's called Germantown Road. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Actually, not familiar with that.
It's extremely back road, and what it does is it takes you basically straight from where I live over to what's Highway 30, which is 30 West and East. That would take you in through the industrial side of Northwest Portland and drops you right down into downtown Portland. You know, yeah, that's going to be less hit because, I mean, honestly, there's a ton of sheep out here in Portland, and they're going to follow, you know, everybody else, and everybody else is going to be like 26, you know, or I-5 north or south. You know, honestly, I doubt many of them are going to be like, oh, I don't want to take my Audi, you know, out on Highway 30 because it goes through the industrial area, you know. So I believe that Highway 30 would be, you know, not nearly as jammed up with vehicles to get into downtown as any of the other main roads would be. But sure. Most definitely you could cut off of 26, you know, go to the zoo and then, you know, do just like the bombers do. And they ride the kids' bikes down the hill from the zoo in downtown Portland. So
that's the way to do it. And I guess for everyone who's listening who doesn't live in Portland, and I know there's a lot of them, we're not like trying to like say that Portland is better than every other city. We're just really saying that it's best to know your city well enough to know all the ways around the freeways and major congested areas. Because it really helps to know. Like, obviously, our knowledge of Portland would help get around all the problems if we had to go inside the city, which I wouldn't recommend. I'd say go to the coast because it's always going to be better.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're definitely running out of time, so I'm just gonna kind of the last question I always ask everyone on the show is, what would you do if you were bit?
First off, I'd shoot the sucker that bit me.
I think that's a given.
If I can't shoot him, he's going down one way or another. It would be one of those situations where, you know, I would ask my wife or ask whoever is with me, you know, to go ahead and put me down. You know, everybody else talks about hiding it. You know, you've got that fear. Even though you know you're going to die, you don't want to die, so you're going to hide it. I've got enough presence of mind, you know, with knowing everything that I know about the zombie genre and everything like that. If I get bit and if we know that it's a bite's going to kill you, you know, type plague, put me down. And if you can't do it, then as much as I won't want to do it, I'd put myself down before it got to that point. I would not want to shamble. I would not want to hurt anybody else. So I would do what I had to do, you know?
I understand that completely. But that is definitely all the time we have for this week. Tony, thanks a lot for being on here. For all of you guys listening at home, be sure to check out our show notes to get the links to Tony's books. And be sure to also go to kzomradio.com for more information on how to be on The Survivalist or thesurvivalist.com to catch all the other shows. And Twitter and Facebook at Kzom. Hell, just go to Google, type in Kzom, The Survivalist, and you'll find us all over the place. But Tony, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
And for everyone else, we'll see you next week on The Survivalist. Have a good one.
This episode of Survivalist was brought to you in part by Hope for Zombies, a community resource for all things you'll need or need to know for the upcoming apocalypse. Hope for Zombies, plan for everything. At hopeforzombies.com. Thrivalist Gear, purveyors of survivalist, disaster preparedness, recreational, and homesteading equipment. They promote a ready and prepared lifestyle, so when changes do come, we as a country are prepared because our citizens are prepared. Survivalistgear.com. ZombieGift.com is the premier site on the web for unique zombie gifts and collectibles. We feature the latest and greatest in zombie-themed gifts. You'd have to be brain dead to not visit us today. ZombieGift.com. And finally, a special thanks goes out to Superpulse, the band providing the music for tonight's show. If you like this kind of dirty rock and roll, please find them at superpulse.org.